And now from newly exposed allegations to accusations of abuse that went ignored for decades. The entire board of USA Gymnastics is expected to resign this week after the organization's former team doctor, Larry Nassar, was sentenced to up to 175 years in prison for sexually abusing girls. The story's now brought renewed attention to the accusations of all kinds of abuse rampant in USA Gymnastics for decades. In 1996, Dominique Mociano became the youngest American gymnast to win the Olympic gold medal at age 14. You might remember her, the young, impossibly tiny gymnast who took on daring routines. Here's an announcer talking about Mociano in the lead up to the Olympics.
I think there's a grown-up trapped inside that 70-pound body. You know, maybe she's too young to realize the pressure.
About a decade later, Mociano spoke out about a dangerous culture in the gymnastics world and publicly accused two legendary coaches of abuse, the Romanian husband and wife coaching duo Bella and Marta Caroli. Dominique's allegations were dismissed for years, but over the last 2 weeks, more than 150 women and girls spoke out against Larry Nassar, many naming U.S. gymnastics as complicit in that abuse. So PRI reporter Jasmine Garz spoke with Mociano about her experience in USA Gymnastics and how much things have changed since the time she first tried to make her voice heard.
When I first started speaking out, the former president of USA Gymnastics, he tried to assassinate my character, make me a liar, belittle me, humiliate me, and ever since then treat me like I was a worthless person. And I was so disgusted by his behavior and the facade that they all put on television and this, oh, this greater than life Caroli's and the ranch and all of that. And I said, it's all a lie. It's all a lie. I'm not buying into this. That is not who they are. You're glamorizing people who abuse children. How is that okay? And how come nobody's saying anything? And there were so many people trying to defend it. And I said, how can you defend the indefensible? That is not okay. It doesn't lead to anything good. Do you know the long-term damage to these young ladies when they leave the sport? Have you guys thought about that? No, because all they cared about is they were winning. So nobody was asking questions. And everyone kept saying, oh, well, their success is proved. It's proved because the medals. And I said, what do you mean it's proved? It's proved because the athletes and their personal coaches work hard.
As much as I know this is really painful, as much as you're comfortable, can you tell me what was going on with these coaches? I mean, for listeners who don't know, what was going on?
Well, they were screaming and belittling and body shaming and making you feel worthless and neglecting you. If you made a mistake, oh my goodness, it was because you were fat and you were a worthless piece of garbage. That's how they treated you. They chose to ignore you the rest of the time so they can prove they're more powerful than you and you are a worthless piece of garbage. At the Olympics, before I received my gold medal, I was crying. I was crying because I felt like a disappointment to Marta and Bella because of how they made me feel after my vault. When mathematically my vault actually won it for the team. And I just felt, I don't know, I worked all these years and I said, is this what it's really supposed to feel like? I felt empty and I felt saddened because I wasn't good enough. I wasn't perfect enough. And here I was, a 14-year-old. This was my dream for the last 11 years of my life. I spent 40 plus hours in the gym. I sacrificed so much. I had very few friends and I did it for this.
Do you think that what happened was that people got really emboldened, abusers got really emboldened, and it just got out of their hands? Or is it a culture that now we're ready to hear about this?
Oh, I believe it's a little bit of both, because the people at the top were so corrupt and the environment was so toxic with the verbal and emotional psychological abuses that everyone was too afraid to speak up. But that also emboldened the abusers, because they feel they'll never have any repercussions. The Carolis felt untouchable. John Gettert, who was an Olympic coach at Twisters, now is suspended. He feels untouchable. Do you know that he threatened one of the gymnasts and actually wrote an email to all the gymnasts who testified that were part of his program and said, how dare you bring up my name? He threatened them.
Dominique, I want to end our conversation on a positive note, because I love this sport and I know you love it too.
Definitely.
Something really beautiful that you always talk about is learning to fall back in love with the sport after the Olympics. Was there a precise instant that you can describe after you left the Karolis, you left the Olympics? Was there an aha moment where you realized, I love gymnastics?
You know, I always loved gymnastics. It wasn't that the sport ever harmed me itself, because the sport are just objects, right? But the aha moment was when I was a child and loved the sport for its purity and my innocence. And I loved that it was just such a beautiful sport, and I loved it. I thrived on that, and I was good at it, and I could excel and be very good at it and possibly go to the Olympics one day, you know, when it was all so innocent and so pure. I loved it as a child. I love it to this day. My children enjoy it. My son actually really has potential to go far, and that's why there's so many things that are going to change to better the future for not only my children, but everyone's children. And that's what I fought so hard for all the last, you know, 10 years, is that I knew that changes could help the future and have more positive and healthier experiences. And honestly, in the courtroom just a couple days ago, where I sat and supported the brave women that have come forward, I felt more love and support than I ever have at any USA Gymnastics event in the last 10 years.
That's Dominique Mociano, the youngest American gymnast to win an Olympic gold medal. She spoke with Jasmine Garst, a reporter for PRI's Across Women's Lives. That interview first appeared on PRI's The World.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.